WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Border Czar Tom Homan has this message for undocumented immigrants.
Look, I think if you're in the country legally, it's not okay. It's not okay to violate laws of this country. We have millions of people standing in line, taking the test, doing their background investigation, paying the fees that want to come in the right way.
Homan also says the Trump administration's plans for mass deportations will require help from Congress. In southern Lebanon, at least 15 people are now dead after Israeli defense forces clashed with people trying to return home. Today was the day the IDF was due to withdraw from the area under the ceasefire agreement between Lebanon and Israel. And for the first time in South Korean history, a sitting president has been criminally charged. Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law in the country last month, a move that was quickly reversed by the country's assembly. South Korea's former defense minister has also been indicted. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
We're back with the music of the star. We're on till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars for the holiday.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Southwest winds 5 to 15 and highs in the upper 20s. In the overnight, mostly clear, lower 20s. West to southwest winds, quite breezy. A mix of clouds and sunshine Monday, highs in the middle 30s. Right now, it's 7.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Identifying theme.
We are your jolly G-men. We come around each day. We pick your garbage up for you and haul it right away. We bring a cheerful greeting to all you happy folks. We brighten up your cloudy days with little songs and jokes. And now your cans are empty, the entertainment's through. It's time for us to move along. We bid you all adieu.
Truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
With chlorophyll pills.
With chlorophyll pills.
The garbage is fragrant.
The garbage is fragrant.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly
at that garbage.
One look at that garbage.
Will cure all your ills.
Cure all your ills.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Music of the Stars. Irving Taylor. Alan Sherman of Chicago.
I wanted to get some new girlfriends, so I went and bought a Mercedes-Benz. A waste of money, $8,000 down the drain. I thought the girls would get wild and reckless, so I bought cultured pearls and a diamond necklace. A waste of money, that cost me 4,000 more. They were returned, I got no girls they repossessed. Both the car and the pearls. I styled my hair just like Cary Grant's. Bought a pair of those new tight pants. A waste of money. Household finance took my pants. The female gender, I just don't get it. Just when I'm out of both cash and credit, I found a honey. And this is what's funny, she don't need my money. She works for household finance.
Eddie Fisher.
You're breaking my heart. Cause you're leaving. You've fallen for somebody new. It isn't too easy believing. Leave after all.
Eddie Fisher, what a voice. Thank you. Ray Anthony had a 103rd birthday last week. What a guy. Ray Anthony, Raymond Antonini's real name. Here he is on his TV show, 1984. An Easter Seals telethon. Yeah. He's the last surviving member of the Glenn Miller Band.
Growing up where? Where did you grow up?
Yeah, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. You're from Ohio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. Brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Musical?
Ton of them. Family orchestra.
It was a family orchestra mm-hmm. as a child?
Yep.
But 18, then you went to the Navy, is it? 18 or no? Just no, 18, you were with Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller, yeah.
Tell me about that. How did you get with Glenn Miller's orchestra, the original? You were one of the originals.
Right. Well, it was obviously one of the biggest breaks possible. He was the number one band in the world at the time.
Right.
And through a set of circumstances, auditions here and there, I was with Al Donahue's band.
Ah.
And you get into that circle, then the other band leaders hear about you.
Right.
And they called me over for an audition at the Café Rouge, the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York. And they hired me.
Uh-huh. How long were you with Glenn Miller?
Oh, about a year and a half to 2 years. Uh-huh. He fired me twice.
He fired you twice?
Mm-hmm.
Could you share one of these?
Sort of a claim to my fame. Well, he fired me the first time and had to rehire me because they missed the impact that I had in the brass section.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know what the second time was for.
How old were you when you first picked up that trumpet?
Five.
5 years old.
My dad presented it to me on my fifth birthday.
God, you blow that trumpet so great, Brad. I mean, the lips, you know. Do you ever have sore lips?
I guess I do. I don't recall. I mean...
Because blowing that trumpet the way...
Well, what it they don't get sore. They either get strong or weak. Mm-hmm. It depends. The more you play, the stronger they are.
Right.
You know.
Working with Glenn Miller. Mm-hmm. Can you think of... Give me a share and experience, one of your most highlights experience with Glenn Miller's band.
Well, actually, just joining the band was the highlight. As a matter of fact, I saw the band 3 months before I joined the band at a theater, and I was just amazed that a musical organization, a dance band, could do what they did on the stage.
Right.
Sometime back, the boys and I dreamed of a dance for the young people, and things sort of caught on. So we thought we'd do it for you folks tonight. With a little help from the quintet and the Lee Morrison dancers, it's called the Bunny Hop.
Anthony at 103.
Which went on and on for a while. It was one of the highlights.
How many films you've done? You've done about so many.
15, I guess.
15?
Some with the orchestra, some just as
acting,
an actor.
Acting, too. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the second film you did. What was the second film, Ray? Do you remember? The second after Serenade?
Well, Sun Valley Serenade. No, I wasn't in the second. Orchestra Wives, you mean?
No, Orchestra's Wives,
Now, my career kind of paralleled Glenn Miller's.
Right.
He was on for Chesterfield Radio. I was on for Chesterfield Television.
Television.
I played the Café Rouge, the Paramount Theater, all the places he played, or I played with his band.
Right.
And then I went back to 20th Century Fox to do Daddy Long Legs. So back to
with
the same studio.
Leslie Caron. And Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire.
Mm-hmm. Acting and with the band?
No, with the band.
With the band.
That was
with...
What's the name of the orphanage?
Jeanne d'Arc, right outside Soissons.
And the child's name?
Julie André. A-N-D-R-E.
Do you know how old she is?
Yes, 18.
Yes, a simple little thing like adopting an 18-year-old orphan leads to a mountain of complications as a young girl suddenly finds herself in the middle of a gay, new, and exciting life. When a mysterious benefactor showers her with all the pleasures and gifts dear to her heart. When a sophisticated man about town stirs within her the first gentle pangs of romance. Or does he?
Mr. Pendleton, I am Julie André.
How do you do? Is this our dance?
Yes. If you'd rather not dance, we can talk.
Oh, I think I'd like that. Isn't there some place we could go? In the garden, perhaps? Or maybe that would be bad for your reputation.
It would. Come on, let's destroy my reputation. Coffee now, Jervis?
Yes, please.
You know, last night was the most wonderful night of my life.
But sometimes even the stars in a girl's eyes can turn to tears when love seems to crumble.
When shall I see you?
They may want me to go abroad, in which case I won't be seeing you for quite some time.
Oh, I see. Well, no, I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed.
Ray Anthony. Then what happened? Mamie Van Doren came along.
Oh,
how
yeah.
did that happen? Tell me about Mamie Van Doren. Where did you meet her?
Well, you know enough about her.
No, I don't know enough about her, because I don't know much. Go ahead.
Well, we met in Hollywood.
Doing films together?
I think Bob Francis or Quincy Jones, one of them, introduced us. And she was doing a picture at Universal. I was doing Daddy Long Legs, I think.
Right.
And we met, started going together. One thing led to another.
How long did it take to ask her, pop the question, Mamie, I want to marry you? How long did it take, Ray?
About 8 months.
8 months. Because you're
and
a
now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of the Warner Brothers picture, Untamed Youth, Miss Mamie Van Doren. Well, you got here, dear. Do you think you'd like to sing now?
Did I do?
What a fortunate coincidence. That's exactly what we're going to play.
Do I want you? Oh, my. Do I, honey? Did I do? Do I, honey, did I?
Because you're a threat. You were a threat to Cary Grant in Hollywood. Tell me about Cary Grant.
I don't like to talk about it.
Oh, come on.
Actually, I wasn't a threat.
No, I know. I'm just using that word.
He used to like to go to the fights, and some friends of mine used to tease him about, they'd call him Ray Anthony.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't too choked up over that.
Uh-huh.
But it was that sort of thing. I knew him, uh-huh. And he was a delightful man, of course.
He was great, wasn't he? Getting back to Mamie Van Doren, first movie. Confidential, was it? You did a film with her. Tell me about the movie.
Alfred Zeigsmith did a lot of movies.
Right.
And he used her, and he used me, and he used a lot of people from show business. You probably recall.
But you didn't play there. You did some acting scenes.
It was strictly acting. I studied with Estelle Harmon.
Sanford.
And Sanford Meisner when he came out from New York.
Gwen Tiefer, wonderful teacher.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sanford Meisner. So that is method. That's
well,
method.
Yeah, there wasn't enough time to really get into it in the method acting.
Did Ray Anthony wanted to be an actor? Did put that trumpet down and because you play, you had a band, you were noted as a wonderful band leader.
You always want to go a step further. I wanted to sing, and I did some singing,
right.
But my voice wasn't strong enough to be to really compete with other important singers, so I let it go. But I wanted to act, so I did my best.
Right.
It's usually like your first Cadillac. Once you have it, you don't need it anymore. Same with acting. My real true feeling is for music, for performing to live audiences,
uh-huh.
Or a live television
right.
show or something like that. Or
I have a tape that you brought,
mm-hmm.
and I just love it. It's out on video right now, isn't it, or something?
Yes.
I love this thing you're going to do right
now.
Well,
you know,
just to prove we'll try anything on this show, I'm going to sing for you. And I picked the easiest song I could think of, Jeepers Creepers. Even at that, I'll probably goof somewhere along the way. I've called on the Belvederes. I'm pretty smart. They're going to help me a little bit. Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where did you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how did they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those ears on. I've got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
Golly gee, boy, when you turn those cheaters on. Oh, it's me.
I've got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they
hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? Ray Anthony.
Series?
We did it at the KTLA.
I'd love to see it right now. Let's see it.
Me too.
Ray Anthony and his two bookends.
If you just tuned in, he turned 103. Last week, Ray Anthony's show.
Speaking of fresh new faces, we have two at a time this time, Anita Ray and Diane Hall. Girls?
I like New York in June.
Uh-huh.
How about you?
I like a Gershwin tune. How about you?
I like a fireside when that storm is due.
I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How
about you.
Well, you know, I'm wild about good books.
She's wild.
Books, baby.
Oh, books.
Can't get my bill.
And your ghastly looks, oh, they give me some kind of thrill.
Holding hands in the movie show.
When all the lights are low, may not be new, but
I like it.
Me too.
How about you?
Well, we ought to get rid of it.
Okay, let's go.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so springy strong.
And every time I see that grin, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak,
do-do-de-do-do-de-do-do,
I want to go play hide and seek.
I want to go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon.
You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Already I know.
Running across the meadow,
picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung.
Bells to be rung.
And a wonderful fling to be flung.
And even though you're old and gray,
I'm gonna feel the same way I do today.
What's that? You make me feel so.
I'll make you feel so.
You make me feel so.
God, that was great.
Thank you.
Looking at that tape, memories.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah. Great memories.
Fond or some sad memories?
No,
tell me.
Fond memories.
Really?
Fond memories.
Ray Anthony, 1984.
Ray Anthony, have any regrets at all in life, looking back over your career? Any regrets?
No.
Would you do it the same way, though?
Yeah, I think so. You'd like to have more success in some other areas than one might have had. But
right.
Other than that, it was strictly, it went to...
So you had a good time in life?
Oh, yeah. I've always done what I wanted to do, being in the entertainment business. In music.
Right.
During 1960 to 1980, we had the Bookend Review. We played the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
20 years with
20
that.
Years.
That was very successful.
20 weeks at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, 16 weeks at the Princess Hotel in Acapulco. Engagements like that.
Right.
So it was very nice.
Tell me about getting back now. I want to know. Getting back to your career, Chesterfield days. Those shows, you did all these wonderful shows. You did Perry Como, you subbed in for Perry Como on the summer replacement TV show?
Right, twice, 2 years in a row. The first year with Bob Everly and Helen O'Connell.
Right.
And then the following year with my own singers, Marcy Miller and Tommy Mercer and so forth.
Ray Anthony at 103. Last week, the music of the stars.
Yeah, you're adorable, darling.
Town. Thank
that
you.
That voice of yours.
Yes.
What an unusual. This is your new discovery, Ray.
Well, you might
come
call
on.
It that.
You're always discovering beautiful girls.
Well.
Come on, Ray Anthony. It's your new discovery.
Yes, she's...
How did you discover
tell
this?
Tell them how we met.
How did you meet?
Let's see. How did we meet?
9 years ago.
Oh, nine.
Oh,
you look
is.
Like nine, darling.
You tell them. You tell them, sweetheart.
Go ahead, darling.
Well, when I was I 12? I think I was 12. I was at a celebrity tennis tournament, and later we found out that you were playing George Peppard, right? Well, I didn't remember you, but I remember George Peppard and Tracy Austin, and Farrah Fawcett was there, and I brought it up later, and he said, well, I was there. And then we met when I was 17, and he wanted to take me out on a date, and I was too young. So I called him when I got back into town at 22.
Oh, okay. This has
and
been going
so,
on since 12.
Yes.
Well, hello. Oh, Ray, come on. Be honest
no, actually,
now. Come on.
Actually.
I said it right.
She said it right.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was after we had met and got to know each other that we discovered, first of all, we knew about when she was 17.
Right.
I met her then. Mm-hmm. But we discovered that I was at this Tracy Austin celebrity thing.
Right.
And so and when you look back, said we actually met that long ago.
Right, right.
However,
but her voice, what a darling voice. Mm-hmm. Usual.
Yeah.
Friends, we'd like to try something a little bit different, something a little bit more on the serious side, with your permission. Here's our rendition of Richard Rodgers' great classic, Slaughter on 10th Avenue.
Ray Anthony at 103 on the Music of the Stars.
Thank you.
Ray Anthony and the orchestra. Anthony, the longest lived member of the Glenn Miller aggregation, on his birthday last week. The music of the stars. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I was thinking, didn't he have another hit, too? I mean, nothing I would really play too often on the Red Hot Airwaves. But, yeah, he did this. He had that bunny hop, and then he went and did, well, I mean, whatever the crowd wants.
Left foot in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
And I always thought,
you put your right arm in, you put your right arm out.
What's scary about this? Is this really what it's all about?
Left arm.
You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out. You put your left arm in, and then you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right elbow.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out. You put your right elbow in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left elbow.
You put your left elbow in, you put your left elbow out. You put your left elbow in and then you shake it all about.
Head.
You put your head in, you put your head out. You put your head in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Now underway, efforts to deport thousands of undocumented migrants. For the first time, the government's using military aircraft to transport migrants back to their home country. And President Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, tells ABC News they have plans to expand their efforts.
Look, I think we're in the beginning stages. We're bringing more resources into this operation. As a whole of government, we're going to have DOJ assisting us and elect the DOD piece.
Trump himself is in Florida today.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step
back three straight on. Got it!